The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, January 20th, 2009. With me, as always, my love, my right-hand girl, my love, my main squeeze, my wife, it's Elkman Janna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elkman, how's it going?
It's going good.
How do you feel?
Good.
Feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that change is upon us?
What change?
Change!
Oh no, what change?
Change!
Wait a minute. Let me check my pocket. I got 55 cents. Is that the change you're talking about?
Barack Obama is now the President of the United States of America. I listened to the inauguration ceremony live on NPR this morning on my way into work. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time in history that the ceremonial oath of office was actually screwed up.
By the judge.
The judge screwed it up. You gotta love Obama, though. He paused silently and let the judge say it again. Well, I would have loved to have seen a close-up of Obama's face. Like, you wanna try that again? Phlegm. Anyway.
Phlegm.
So we have a ding to announce. We have a couple dings to announce, but the big ding of the moment is that the Legion of the Core has dinged to 71. Congratulations. Thank you, members of the Legion of the Core, for all your hard work, your writs, your turning in little trinkets you're finding around Norrath, all your status. Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. Yay!
Before we know it, we're going to hit level 80.
And then, game's over. Anyway.
No!
So, level 71, Legion of Ketakor.
It's all downhill from here.
As I've been noticing by hitting level 80, which I didn't want to do to begin with, you forced it on me.
How?
All my friends forced it on me in-game. I told them I didn't want to be level 80... because I was going to find it boring, and I am finding it boring as hell.
There's plenty to do. I've got tons of stuff to do. I don't know why you find it boring. You could go after your epic bow. You know? There's shard runs we do. You know? There's all these lovely quests up there in the moors you could be doing.
I've done all the solo content in the moors.
Alpha. Then how come I've got a thingy in my house that flies around and around in a circle and you don't?
Because I don't want that.
But it's a quest. It's a thingy. And it flies around and around in a circle and it's pretty cool.
You're referring, of course, to the model of the flying ship.
Mm-hmm. with a little guy on it that runs. It's kind of cool. Did you notice that? There's a little guy
I did not notice that. They put a little guy on there?
There's a little guy on there, and he's running. And when he's the one that... His running is propelling the ship around.
Oh, I see.
That's why it's so cool. It's the best tinkered item I've ever seen. And you should go get one and give it to me.
Fine, I'll give it to you. I'm being told here that Woodworker Doodal... I don't know what server. I'm assuming Antonia Bale. Doodal has hit a level 80 woodworking.
Woo!
No, I'm sorry. Doodal has hit level 80 and... Immolate, I believe, hit level 58 today. So congratulations to you both. Let's give you some dingage. There you go. Of course, right before we went on the air, Uzion, the Legion of Kithakor wizard, level 50. Congratulations.
It was his quest that helped push us over the edge, you know.
Ah.
He got the Greater Lightstone, I believe.
Oh,
HQ.
Cool. Check the events log and see what other dings we can get out of the way here. Kit Chow is now a level 47 paladin. Elfred is a level 40 wizard. Shiver is now a 65 wizard. That's about it. Alright, so let's give them all a collective ding. There we go. Of course, if you have any, if anyone listening has any dings that they would like announced, it doesn't have to be during the show. You can always send me a message, daemon@kithakor.org, or you can just go to kithakor.org, go to our forums, and there's a section right there for the Jethel Silverwing show, and you can just leave me a message there, and I'll get to it. And we'll announce it live on the air here. It's one of the nice little things that we like to do, is announce dingage. Karthazor.
He's cheating. He's a knight of Freeport. Don't trust him.
Karthazor, leader of the Knights of Freeport, claims to be level 81. Of course, we all know that really means he's 42. You know what happened? You know those Freeport guys when they try to, you know, exaggerate numbers. They're usually half of what they're saying they are. So.
Now I'm in the guild hall and I'm crafting up some of the tier 2. Shard armor for Drell, and it's like all the pieces are okay. You get to the shoulders, It's like 27 shards. It's the shards.
Yeah.
The shoulders are the cost the most shards. I don't understand that.
Wow.
The breastplate is 21 shards.
Damn.
And the rest of them are like 18 and 14 and. But 27 shards for the...
Well, yeah, because you're technically making two pieces.
What, the shoulder piece?
Yes. You're technically making two pieces, and you must have your speakers on because I'm hearing my voice come back.
No. I don't.
You don't have your speakers on?
No.
Well, I'm feedbacking from somewhere.
I mean, I'm listening to Winamp, but it's really low. Well, and that's usually never caused a problem.
Okay, just turn it down all the way, and let's see if it keeps happening.
Well,
your mic's probably really sensitive.
What about now?
Testing. Nope, I don't hear it now.
Oh, well, fine. It's never bothered you before.
Well, I've probably never noticed it before. Anyway.
And it's... I mean, I'm only hearing it in my headphones. You shouldn't be hearing it. You're weird.
No, I think your speakers were on. Either that or your headphones are up really high.
No. They're up high on my head.
Well, if they're off your ears, that means they're acting as speakers.
No, they're on my head.
Anyway. So, let's see. Looking, that's not working. Just a moment.
Well, What's not working?
Oh, there it is. My mistake.
You made a mistake? You? Never? I'm making Drell put on the armor.
Okay.
I think her outfit's better. It's okay.
Anyway.
It's bold.
I'll have to stop by the guild hall and take a look. But I think because Karthazar has reached an incredible 81, I think we had to have a special ding for him. So here you go, Karthazar. The ass of the I really wish there was a way we can turn off these damn announcements.
Oh, they're driving Drell crazy.
Norath is still for a moment as Zulian from Tribute has granted them mythical dragon's temper. I don't care.
Be happy for him, though.
Hooray.
Oh.
But there are some people, and I have heard this from other people, not just me, some people, myself included, that can look at that as if to say, yeah, I have it and you don't. You know? So, you know, it was kind of special and stuff for like the first week, and now it's just really annoying. So we did have a concerning event at the inauguration today.
We did?
You haven't heard about that. Okay. Senator Kennedy is in the hospital now. Apparently he collapsed not during the inauguration itself, but at an event immediately afterward. And went into a seizure, and he's in the hospital. He's going to be there overnight. Senator Kerry, former presidential nominee, has said that he's in good spirits, talking, and he should be out very soon and fighting for things that he believes in. So there you go.
Okay.
So we were concerned, but he looks like he's going to be all right. Of course, for those of you who don't know, Senator Kennedy was diagnosed with a brain tumor earlier this year. So that's why this is of kind of great concern.
Okay.
Hey, I'm from New England. I'm concerned with Senator Kennedy.
Okay.
So bite me.
Sure. Where? You know I would. And you like it too.
Apparently there was a peanut butter recall.
Yeah. On anything that's more like processed peanut butter. I mean, the jar of peanut butter you got at your house is probably okay. But like Keebler cookies with peanut butter in it that are like industrial peanut butter mix? No.
Let's see here. So what's wrong with it?
Salmonella.
Ah, I see.
It gets into everything, doesn't it?
Peanut butter is supplied by the Peanut Corp of America. Might be contaminated with salmonella. Yes. Affected. Oh, it's ice cream. It's ice cream products.
No.
That's what. Hey, I'm reading it right here.
You mean ice cream products too?
Ice cream products, and that include peanut butter.
So the ice cream I just bought.
Did you buy peanut butter ice cream?
I bought Butterfinger ice cream.
Then it's fine. Major Incorporated announced a precautionary recall of Major brand peanut butter and jelly ice cream, as well as peanut butter cup ice cream. The Perry's Ice Cream Company, Buffalo, New York, has also announced a recall of their products using peanut butter. So it's ice cream products using peanut butter, If you've bought any recently, you might want to check to see if it's been recalled.
Well, they still have some at the store. I saw some at the store from Dreyer's. They still had, like, extra chunky peanut butter cup ice cream.
Okay, well, I don't see anything here about Dreyer's, but...
So there. I like peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, it's better to smear on Ratongas.
Of course. We must smear Ratongas with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, another shocking event this week is the death of Khan!
Oh.
Ricardo Montalban has passed away.
That is just so sad.
Well, hon, he was old when he did Khan.
I know, but he was still like, yeah.
He was like...
He's up there, like, with Connery.
He was, like, in his 80s, wasn't he? Let's see, where Connery...
Yeah, he was. But still, he's one of those guys that if you had to be deserted on, you know, left on a stranded on an island, you know, and you had your choice of a few guys, I mean, like, Connery and him, and I can think of one other one.
I don't know if I want to be trapped on a deserted island with Ricardo Montalban.
Why?
Because he'd wake up every morning. He would wake everyone up in the morning going, "Welcome to Fantasy Island."
I'd like it.
My fantasy is to leave this fucking island. Tadu, build him a boat. The plane. Is Tadu still alive?
No, he passed on a few years ago, I thought.
Oh.
So there.
So there indeed.
Mm-hmm. Zippity-doo-dah.
The hell did that come from?
I don't know. Let me look under the table.
Okay. Yeah, apparently, God, I'm going to butcher this name. Hervé Jean-Pierre... Villechaize, or something like that. The actor who played Tatu on Fantasy Island died in 1993.
Oh, that's a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot earlier, too.
There I go, saying a few years ago. Well, that's quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, then he must have been older than Ricardo.
Well, let's see. He was born in 40. He was born in 43.
And Ricardo was born when?
Let's see, can you find something here? What is 88?
Yeah, I thought Tatu died. No. Well, it was 93. I thought he would died in the 2000s.
Uh-huh. Nope.
Shows you how much I know.
Haha.
Celebrity death match. Okay.
Well, not that kind of death match.
There's a list somewhere that I don't know where it's at. Probably somebody does. It's a list of who everybody thinks is going to die this year.
Montalban was born in 1920.
Whoa, so he was older than Tatu then.
Yes. Kirk. He was older.
Oh, but come on, he was damn sexy.
Montalban?
Mm-hmm. Oh. In his own Spanish way.
You women just love the Latino men. It doesn't matter how old they are. So what's going on in game this week? Well, Elquin has been tinkering her little fingers off.
Yeah, my little wood elf butt.
How's it coming on the tinkering? What level are you up to?
Well, I'm at 313. That took me all weekend to get up there from, like, in the 50s or something. I'm not to throwing turkeys or slinging cows yet.
No slinging cows?
Mm-mm.
So you can't use the catapult yet?
Not yet.
I got one up here.
You do?
I got one.
You do?
I've got it aimed at Delmon's house.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let me get this going here. And pull the... Not quite 3,000 miles. Want me to try again?
Sure. That's one hell of a way to serve a milkshake, huh?
Yeah, really. All right, let's try this again. All right. Let's go. And... Yeah, not quite 2,000 miles.
Damn.
Although I think we're going to have to clean up that mess in the backfield.
Oh, I'm not going. Hamburgers. Mm.
So a little bit later on in the show, we will be playing Where in the Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns? We'll also be playing a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf.
Did they play it on EQ Tuesday? I couldn't listen.
I have no idea, and I know that Xanadai was not co-hosting with Delmon. I believe Delmon had Spiderbite on.
No. Oh. What happened to Xan? Where's Xan?
Xan apparently has come down ill, has been having problems with her voice.
She needs to go to the doctor and go get better, or they're going to throw her butt in the hospital.
Deader on the Kithagora server is saying no, they did not play it, so
I will
play it.
It's not like we didn't give him a choice, right? You gave it to him, right?
I sent it to him 2 days ago.
Snooze you lose, Delmon.
So what else we got going on in gaming today?
Well, in general, we've started up a guild portal site that will allow us to build alliances with other guilds on AB and share event calendars.
But let me clarify, we are only using Guild Portal for those networking opportunities and primarily for the event calendar. Legion of Kithagora's primary site will always be kithagora.org.
Right. We have a small event forum over there, so we can share at least one forum with our allied guilds, as long as they allow us. And I was new to doing this. And I thought it was so cool, you know, I'm networking and I'm sharing all this stuff. And next thing I know, Clump's coming over.
You spam the hell out of everyone's...
Clump said I've puked all up on his forums. I wasn't feeling good, I guess. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, oh, I'm creating these forums. I'll share everything. I'm so into sharing. And I was like, oops.
Congratulations.
It's okay. They didn't beat me too much.
Why, damn you, Elgwyn!
Yeah, well, they fixed it for me. It's like, okay. I was just so share happy. It wasn't funny. It was just, oh, I did this here. Have a copy. I've gotten much better. I'm understanding the controls. But anyway, we're trying to round up people that we know. I mean, there's enough of us on AB that aren't hardcore raiders, but would like to do some raids, and like to get our epics, and like to get our mythicals, that if we can get enough of us together on at least a weekly basis, once a week, and start doing some of these things together, I think we could do it. I know there's some out there doing it already. So we're going to give it a shot. Matter of fact, we've got... We're testing the waters here.
Have something tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me jump around here on Guild Portal.
Now, if you go to Guild Portal and look up Legion of Kithagore and go to the site that comes up, you're just going to be bounced right to kithagore.org. So you might as well just go to kithagore.org. I have a huge button right at the top of the page for event calendar and event forums. So there you go. That'll make it a lot easier.
Oh, wow. Mozilla just crashed. Hang on a second.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Don't beat me.
I'm not going anywhere.
Today's show has been brought to you by Mike and Ike's The Original Fruit Flavors. Fantastic for movies or just sitting around getting fat.
And I can't respond to Giraku? G-I-R-A-K-U?
Giraku.
Okay. Yes.
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm just saying yes to his question.
Okay.
Which was, he just wanted to know if he wanted me to go post tacticals for zones. It was like, yeah, go ahead. More we know about an area, the better we are.
The more we know, the less we'll die. G.I. Joe!
Da-da-da, waiting on website. You know, when I asked you to go tweak this thing, I was hoping you'd do some graphic tweaking.
No. Actually, I tried. I tried to actually integrate it into my current website design. Didn't work.
Okay.
When have I had time to do anything?
What's the 29th?
What's the 29th?
Next Thursday. 7 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
We're going to round up some people and we're going to go hit the labs.
Wow.
And well,
it's just a simple lab run. You know? So if you're on ABE level 80, you know, at least not in treasured gear, but.
Oh, that's for Thorn of Old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on that quest. How far along am I?
Well,
I think I need to kill people or things.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the one of the dragons for the Thorn of Old.
The Thorn of Old.
And there's like four dragons at the very end of it that you need, and that's one of them. So come on down. Let's go. Let's have a good time. You got to be at least level 60 or higher. Okay? And we will be meeting at the Halls of Fate platform in Bonemire.
Yes.
Okay? High 60s to 80s. I mean, I've already done it, but I'm going because I'd like to see other people finish it. The Thorn of Old is the heritage quest for the Worm Slayer.
I definitely want to do it because I remember loving the Worm Slayer in EQ1.
So, I mean.
Wait a minute. All right, I feel much better now. Okay, moving on.
Okay, high 60s. 70s, you know, something in there. Low 60s, I'm afraid that some of them might be eaten too quickly, so. And,
Well, Trinity is saying that Zan still needs to finish out. Well, get
come
your
on down,
get
Zan.
Get your ass with us and join us. Gonna kick some ass.
You know, I went ahead and I got all my tinkering equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The Farseed trader outfits that increases, you know, your tinkering and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you having fun with that?
Yeah. I think I got the right one.
Link it.
Yeah, I did. Well, it's just the chest has got the highest, and the rest of him, like, have one on it. All right, fine. Here.
Oh, Rowan just linked a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the one I got. Midnight.
Midnight at the Oasis.
So anybody on AB that wants to go to this labs run and finish your Thorn of Old, or at least get one of the other dragons for your... Worm Slayer, you know, hop over to guildportal.com and get an account and sign up.
I'll kick some buttocks!
I have all sorts of weird stuff in my packs lately.
Really? I didn't do it. One of the weird things I found in my packs was a little bear.
Oh, really? Yeah, tell us about the little bear.
Well, Little Bear, it comes with a nice, generous donation. So, see, if you bring up your, I know I was ragging on the marketplace thing, but they actually did something nice. New to the marketplace starting today is the Child's Play Bouncing Baby Bear Cub, which you can buy for 500 station cash points. And with that, they donate the proceeds to Child's Play. So I think that's a great thing. And, you know, I really don't see anything else on the marketplace that I'm actually interested in. But I did go ahead and buy the baby bear cub so I can make my charitable donation to the Child's Play Foundation. No, it does not bounce. It's actually a miniature bear cub. Comes up to Jethel's knees.
How come they're saying not to do it? You'll wind up in debt.
So, no, it does not bounce. And you can rename it. It does, its default name is Bouncing Baby Bear Cub, but you can rename it to anything you want. And it's just a regular old brown bear. Nothing real special about its looks or anything like that, but I thought that was really nice of Sony to donate the proceeds to Child's Play. So I went ahead and did it. Have you noticed that I've been coughing less this week?
That's a good thing.
Yes.
That means you're getting better.
Yes. Soon I will be all better, and I will not kill all of you.
That's a good thing.
Yes. Because coughing all day has no honor.
Well, now that Drell's got a full set of the Tier 2 shard armor, it's my turn.
And then my turn.
You could have... You just come. Come to the shard... I mean, we do shard stuff every night. Just about.
Winwin, of course, thinks we need more pink armor. Actually, did you notice? I don't know how old this is, actually, but I've been shopping around for stuff for my house because my house is still freaking bare. Wish I had more money. If I don't go out and hunt, I'm not going to get any money.
Well, let me get this straight. You moved from a big place to a small place, and you sold off all your stuff. And then you moved back to a big one, and now you're complaining that it's empty.
Well, I sold off all my stuff and moved to a small place when we did the guild halls, because I thought I was going to put my office downstairs, so, but I just didn't like it in there, and so I decided to move back.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time containing myself in one room, and the three-room houses were just too small for what I wanted. You know, we couldn't possibly fit one of my forests in there. So... Yikes. I went back to the five-room house. But anyway, like I was starting to say, I've been shopping for my, for the house. When I can. And, there is actually a very pink bed. I don't know if Winwin is aware of. I mean, I took a look at this thing in the, fitting room thing.
Yeah, the wardrobe.
In the wardrobe, and it damn near blinded me.
It's that pink?
It's that pink. Just like, alright, there's that. Oh, my eyes! I'm blind! So there.
You weren't talking about the electric fur, the eccentric fur bed. No, that's not quite pink.
No, that doesn't sound like it. But I don't
know. It's all warpy looking? There's the gilded iron twin bed that's got pink canopy around it.
That could be it. I don't know.
That's probably it. It's the only one I can think of. Gilded ironwood twin bed.
Yes. Gilded
and
ironwood.
It's got pink.
So. That was not...
We tried, We tried... What was it? What is that Abby name? Abby Normal. No.
Abby Normal.
Everling Abbey? What is it?
The Abbey of something or other.
It's the Abbey. The Abbey. Midnight Abbey or...
Midnight Abbey.
Evernight Abbey. And the last guy at the last of it was a pain in our butt.
Kept getting him down to
1%. Getting him down to 1%, and the rain would come, and we didn't have it. So, you have to do this. You have to take on these extra powers to use against him. Mm-hmm. One of them is like a holy water to keep yourself alive from the acid rain. Hmm. I got to do the speed buff. Yay, me! So everyone, he's attacking, you hear him talking, he says, "The power of the sun," and I'm hitting the speed buff, and we're all running out around the corner to get away from the sun. Because we're vampires at this point, right? Hmm. And then when the sun's gone, then we come back around and start beating on him again. And the acid rain is holy water? No, it's not. Shouldn't be. So, yeah, you're a vampire. You have to become a vampire to enter in this area, so... But every time it seemed like we're almost gone. And then the rain would get us. It was terrible. Hmm. We still didn't get him. We gave up. It was like 11:30 last night. I forgot how many times. But yeah, I want to go back and try again. That was fun. I liked that, even though we kept running into problems and... And of course, when he's attacking you, you know. Why am I hearing EverQuest music? Hun?
Mm. I don't know.
Are you starting your game up or something?
No.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm in the guild hall. Somebody must have hit the piano.
Oh, that'll do it.
There we go. Yeah, I want to go back and do him. Oh yeah, I was saying every time he hits you and stuff, I mean you eventually we're just running out of power. And no, we didn't have a bard or somebody like that to generate power. We had him, but it's just something just happened at the end a couple times. Definitely want to go back though. That was fun.
Then go back.
We will.
I'm not stopping you. All right, well, I think it's time for us to take a little bit of a music break.
Oh, yeah, you've got a new song, don't you?
Nope.
Or do you?
No new song. No new song, but we are going to be playing the new episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf with, of course, our own beloved Drunken Dwarf and Cheesy Nibble Buns. And we'll be following up with some songs. We may even hear me singing like Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know. I recorded myself singing Mama, I'm Coming Home. I'm going to play it, so why not? All right, so we'll be back in 15 minutes or so. And Elkman, I'm sure, is going to go outside and have a smoky treat.
Will you stop that on me?
I don't.
You're mean.
I am mean. And I'm going to continue to be mean until you quit. All right, folks, we'll be back. Time for music, and we're going to start things off with the new episode, brand new for 2009, Ask a Drunken Dwarf.
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on EQ Tuesday! Ha-ha!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes, yes!
My one-year wedding anniversary is coming up,
ooh,
and I've been busy and wanted to get something for my husband for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
He can't have sweets,
oh,
and he makes boxes for a living.
Mm.
He also doesn't like ale!
What? Doesn't like ale?
I've been looking high and low and wanted to know if you could recommend something for my dear Krellick. I love him so!
Ooh.
Thanks a bunch. Signed, a love-struck gnome.
Well, first off...
P.S. What does leftover cake go good with?
Well, let's see here. Gnomes, he makes boxes. I know. Wood!
Wood?
Get him some wood!
Oh, yeah, he makes boxes.
Okay. And what I find is you go out first thing in the morning. You go first thing in the morning, you go out, you chop down a tree, or you find one that's already fallen down, and you chop it up into little pieces and give him, you know, a good deal of morning wood.
Morning wood?
And you have to take care of his wood. You know, he's going to polish it up a little bit and rub it, and he'll really appreciate the morning wood.
I think that's a great idea. Making boxes with some nice oiled up polished wood. All right. Now, what about the second part of the question?
Oh, you know, that's a tough one. He doesn't like ale.
Oh, doesn't like ale. That's,
but you know, like Den Mom always says.
Oh, I love Den Mom.
You don't need anything. It's freaking cake. Cake is good all by itself. All right. But you know, just because he doesn't drink ale doesn't mean I don't. Jesus,
yes,
bring my ale.
Okay, here you go, here you go.
Oh, thank you very much. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
I myself am a dwarf who loves to drink some ale.
Hey, hey!
Non-dwarfs look at me weird just because I use my stein as a weapon. The CGs are bash orcs with.
Kapow!
I am proud of the fact that my alcohol tolerance is maxed for my level.
Ooh.
And find every excuse I can to drink.
Good man!
My question is this. Am I wrong, or should everyone else just shut up and get drunk too? Signed, Poopy of the Antonia Bale server.
Well, you see, this question has great social impact. Because some races and cultures don't find the benefit of a good stein of ale, especially in combat like good old Hoopy has found.
We don't want to be offensive.
But I think I can be politically correct. Oh, I am drunk, huh? Politically correct. And non-offensive when I say to everyone who's finding Hoopy's behavior odd.
I gotta hear this.
Shut the hell up and get blind, stinking drunk! All right, well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf here on EQ Tuesday. And I gotta tell ya, it's nice to be back. 2009, it's a new year.
The year of
all right,
hope.
Keep sending your letters. Cheese it, tell them how.
You can email the Drunken Dwarf at drunkendwarf@kithacore.org.
Hey.
Or you can go to the kithacore.org forums, ask your Drunken Dwarf, and post your question. And we'll get to it as soon as we can.
Yeah, we want to hear from you, because without you, this segment doesn't happen. If this segment doesn't happen, we don't get paid. And if I don't get paid, I don't get ale.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese it. How's the stockpile of ale?
We have 136 cakes left.
That's not going to last the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Now, let's kick.
Online Gaming Radio.
Well, it's better than a fork in the eye.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
That is really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Okay.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
And we're back. This is the Jeff the Silverwing Show for Tuesday, January 20th,
2009.
Payday!
And Elquin is chomping on something. What are you munching on?
Munchies! That's a trail type mix. It was called Aztec.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the Oriental trail mix, but with a kick.
Oriental trail mix?
Yeah. It's got, you know, the little rice thingies, and it's got pumpkin seeds in it and peanuts. And little corn nuts in it.
Corn nuts.
Corn nuts.
What the hell is a corn nut?
Well, you have male corn, and you have female corn. No, I'm just kidding. but it's good.
I don't know about you sometimes.
I know, I don't know about me either. So.
Okay, so you wanted to,
Yes. Go on.
What the hell was that about?
I don't know.
Anyway, you wanted to plug something. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I want to plug a new venue to the AB server. It's called the Naughty Griffin Tavern, which is going to be a nightclub. And they are currently hiring barkeeps, dancers, bards, and bar staff. Positions are for a new tavern opening January 23rd. That's in, what, two? Let me pull up the calendar. This coming Friday is January 23rd, by the way. It's going to be on 8 Arolis Lane in South Kinos. And I gave you the names to say. You want them again?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Because if I try, I'm going to slaughter them.
Just type them in the OGR channel.
I will. Those are the people you need to contact. One of the three. And,
So, Uindo, looks like Muai, and Sirkin, or Sirsin. Antonia Bale's server.
Yeah, they're looking to hire dancers, bards, barkeep, bar staff, a headhunter, you know. And it's going to be like a nightclub. So, you know, people to go in there and entertain other people to come in. But I am definitely looking forward to this. It's called the Naughty Griffin.
The Naughty Griffin.
Yeah, it's going to have more. It's going to be open to all good races and classes. And it's going to be more of an adult atmosphere. But nothing, you know, sleazy or you know, you're not going there to cyber. If you want to go cyber, find someplace else to go. This is just for fun with adults. Her purpose for this, or their purpose for this, is to have an open face to an open face-to-face roleplay location. Okay.
Do they have hot tubs?
I don't know. There might be. It'll be open to RV events, meetings, and just simple getting together, you know, casual roleplay.
I see. So this is like the bada bing of Norath, is that what you're saying? Hey, Tony, what the hell? Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
Watch it, Polly. I'll plug you. Anyway.
You know, some people are worried that it's going to be, you know, a sleaze bar or a titty bar or something like that. And
woo-hoo!
That's not, I'm sorry to crush your spirit, but it won't be like that.
No.
But it will be a place to go and be entertained.
Right.
Okay, with dancers and bards, and if they get enough people to cycle through to provide entertainment, because you go into a tavern, I like going to the taverns and stuff, but half the time I'm sitting there trying to keep up with everybody else's role playing. I'd rather go in there and listen to a bard or watch dancers and comment about that than trying to keep up with everybody's individual role-playing that's going on. I totally get lost.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. If there's any evils out there, Nariak should create a titty bar. I think there is. One of the guilds, the evil guilds, have a more like a strip club bar that has a you know, dancing poles and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember who, and I don't remember where, but I know somebody did.
We have to find these people.
No, you
We didn't. Have to find these people and stop them. No, patronize them.
There's nothing wrong with the dancing pole.
Honestly, I think we ought to find out who they are and interview them. See how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Could be going well. It could have, you know, gone horribly wrong. We don't know.
So again, if you're on the AB server, if you're a bard, if you're an entertainer, if you got jokes, if you'd like to be a barkeep, you need to get in contact with Innuendo, which is I-N-D-O, or Maui, M-O-U-I, or Sirin.
Looks like Sirkin. Sirkin or Sirkin? Or maybe Sirsin.
C-E-R-C-I-N.
All right.
Naughty Griffin coming this Friday.
The Naughty Griffin.
Oh, what time was that?
You tell me.
I don't know. I'm looking. Let me find out real quick.
We'll find out, damn it. The people who want to know. While she's finding out, let's have a listen to Antonia's Rack.
Thank you. Thank you, Antonica. And now here's one from her new album. I think you'll like it.
No one messes with Green Man.
Yeah. Hey, guys, come on. I'm just trying to entertain the crowd here.
Watch yourself now. I said no one messes
no
with
one.
Green
Man. Yeah, okay, okay. Fine, fine. Dwarf, hit it.
Oh, Antonia Bale's got a great rack. Try to touch it, your face, you'll smack. Strong and firm, protected from attack. Holds all the weapons in the closet in the back.
What? What'd you think I was talking about? It's a weapons rack.
Oh, you dirty-minded little...
Okay, so, Sirzen in the channel here says that the time is not set due to postponement of opening.
Yep, she needs staff.
We plugged Sirsen for nothing!
No, we plugged it for everything.
Plugged it for everything. We this plugged way, the hell out of it.
This way, people who want the limelight can contact this person and get a spot at the nightclub.
She likes the limelight. She likes the boogie. She likes the cow a pole.
See, now you could even... Why didn't you volunteer to go sing there?
Me?
Yeah.
I already volunteer my time here.
Come on. You can make an...
We don't get paid. I don't know if you know this or not, hon, but we don't get paid for this.
I cook you dinner. I serve you dinner.
OGR doesn't pay us for this.
So?
We do it for the love of the fans.
Then why don't you volunteer to show up on our opening night?
That's right, Trinity. You don't get paid for doing EQ Tuesday. There we go. I think it's time for something else now.
So, would you do it? You're avoiding the question.
Perhaps. I'll think about it. But right now, it's time...
Hey, hun!
What?
She'll pay you.
Now it's time to find out what Cheese It Nibble Buns is up to this week.
Yeah!
Is he creeping around Freeport, Calathan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpack and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese It Nibble Buns.
Alright, so it's time once more for Where in Norath is Cheese It Nibble Buns. Now, just like every week, we're going to use the OGR chat channel and play a little game of 20 questions. And we're going to find out where in the Norath is Cheese It Nibble Buns. So go ahead, folks. Let's give some guesses here. And of course, the person who guesses where Cheese It is gets a, you give me your mailing address. You know, you just send me an in-game an in-game message with your mailing address, and I'll pass that along to the folks at Online Gaming Radio, and you will get random swag. Zethra from the test server wants to know if I can see water. Yes, I can see water. Deader on the Kithagore channel wants to know if he's on Delair. He is not on Delair. Yes, I can see water. Not on Delair. which means he's not on the Freeport area. Santania wants to know if he's in Antonia. No, he's not in Antonia. Oh, in Tonica. No, he's not in Antonica. He's not in Lava Storm or Everfrost. Not in the Enchanted Lands. No. Can he see sand? Does dirt count? He can see land. I'll put it that way. Let's see. Does he wish he was in Antonia? I don't know. He's a young Rotonga. Not sure he's interested in that, but he is not in Zek or the Feerot. And also keep in mind that he is level 21, and he did not get any help getting where he is. Is he on an island? I think technically every continent is an island. Just looking to piss some people off now. Let's see. Shuriken wants to know if he's near the Fade Arcs. The answer is no. He's not on the Isle of Mara. He was there a couple of weeks ago. He's not in the Peat Bog. He is not in the Plain of Sky. Not in Thundering Steps. They're wandering free. Broken Skull. Where is Broken Skull Rock? I don't know what that is.
Well, I guess if you don't know what it is, he's not there.
Apparently. Is he near Freeport or Kinos? No. Is he in Dark Solas? I don't know where Dark Solas is. So I'm guessing not. And Pella has guessed it. Pella has guessed it. He is in the Moors. Because although he is level 21, he can still get to the landing dock. So Pella has won. He is in the Moors. What? Say Linistrol guessed it. No! Linistrol did not say the Moors! Linistrol says the Mops. Sorry, folks, spelling counts.
In the Moops?
Sorry, Moops is not his own. So Pella has got it. Pella, go ahead and send me a message, Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. With your mailing address, and you will get random swag from Online Gaming Radio.
Even Lyra said moops.
Nope, that's it. My map doesn't say moops.
Yep, blame it on the not Frostfell elf.
Sorry, Lyra, I don't know what your map says, but mine says Moors of Yaxiva. Top. And technically speaking, I am at the wizard portal. I'm going to camp back to Jethel now. So camp Jethel.
So what'd you think of the airplane landing in the Hudson River?
I was less impressed by the airplane landing than I was by the reaction of Jon Stewart on the Daily Show.
Apparently, what did he do?
Apparently, the spot where the plane went down is like right outside of the Comedy Central studios. And you know, he was doing his impersonation of the moment that the plane touched down, and he's sitting there writing notes, and also he's looking up. It's like, what the hell? And you know, looking behind, it's like, did a bus just go by? Anyway, I'm not Jon Stewart, and that's more of a visual gag, so it's kind of lost on the audience here. So. So, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, watch it. It's good stuff. I'm slowly starting to, I'm slowly starting to like the Stephen Colbert show. The Colbert Report.
I thought you liked him anyway.
I wasn't real big on his show, though. You know, I love the segments that he used to do with Jon Stewart, and I like the few movies that he's been in. But I'm slowly but surely starting to like his show. He's a bit too... Okay, he is the right to Jon Stewart's left, if you're catching my meaning.
Okay.
So Jon always takes the comedic look from the liberal point of view, while Colbert is trying to play the straight-laced right-wing comedian. So it's, okay. it's just different. Let me turn off the red-green music here and get back to my normal music. There we go. Oh. So, starting next week, we're going to follow a little bit of a different format. We're going to get a little more organized with the brand new, all new Jethro Silverwing show.
Format?
We're going to have
organized?
A format. Yes.
Us? No!
But, you know, it may not last. But, hey, I'm going to give it a shot.
We need chaos. Okay. So that means I get a script? With little
No. We're not going to have a script, but we are going to actually have topics. So topics. We will actually have topics to talk about. Who knows, maybe one of our old guests might show up.
Like?
I don't know. I haven't talked to anyone yet.
I tried to get Coyote, but he ran like a... I don't know.
I don't think Coyote likes me.
I don't think Cody likes either one of us.
He hates us.
I promised to give him scritches, but he ran. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I do not know. I'm crushed and hurt.
Bruised.
We need to go get the Dr. Horrible DVD and see who won the contests for the Evil League of Evil.
Maybe it was Coyote. Maybe that's why he left Ten Ton Hammer.
I don't know. Have to go get it and see.
I have not seen any of the... I have not seen any. Why am I hearing myself again?
Turn down. I don't know. Turn down. I don't have anything on. The speakers are off. I don't have anything on. Honest. I can even hear myself. It's your friggin' speakers.
I don't have my speakers are not on.
I actually heard myself echo.
Well, I can do that too.
Echo!
Yeah, well, you got the friggin' button up there. I don't. So there. They're blaming the boy again.
Must blame the boy.
The boy is to blame.
And because the boy is to blame, we will give him the donkey.
And I'm back to tinkering.
Hey, Domino says something on the channel. Hello, Domino.
Were you quite a... She's going to run and hide again.
I love Domino. She's so cool. I'm tired. I had a rough day at work.
You had a rough day. I've been going since 5:30.
Listen, we were sitting down most of the time. And I turned for some, you know, I was getting really busy with customers and whatnot today. I turned really quick and popped my hip out of joint. I kind of hurt. Just a little.
Just a little?
Well, it was enough to make me go, hey, whoa, wait a minute, you know. What was that? That was the rudest Jethel song I've heard that Delmon played just before his show today. What song did Delmon play right before his show?
That was rude.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking before Delmon's show or before my show?
Before his show. That heard that Delmon played just before his show. So, Delmon, what rude song did you play?
What?
Ben Affleck one?
Do I have a rude song?
Something about taking your platinums and knowing when to root them and run?
Oh. The mentor. You gotta know when to root 'em, know when to shoot 'em. Oh, she's probably talking about the line, the last line in the song. I turn around in disbelief, that bitch done stole my cash.
That it? That was rude?
God, I think the Ben Affleck song that I've been playing is a lot ruder than that. What do I know?
I used to know stuff. I used to know a lot of stuff.
You're supposed to know them all. It was the root and run line that made her blush?
What? I don't understand why that particular line made you blush, Domino.
Perhaps you're not familiar with the Aussie slang yet.
Oh! Okay, I got it. Rooting someone. Got it.
But what? Huh?
When you root... if you root someone, you're banging it.
Really?
Okay, I understand, Domino. I understand what you're saying now. It is not meant that way. So I suppose if you take rooting in the Australian slang version, yeah, that song could be rather lewd. But it was not meant that way. I mean, like, root, you know, rooting something in place. I'm sure you designed some of those spells. Oh, God. Well, it's kind of like asking someone in Britain for an eraser.
What about that one?
Well, if you ask, if you're in Britain and you want an eraser, you ask for a rubber.
Yeah.
Well, me mate, do you have a rubber? Rubber in America is condom.
I'm just wondering, can you use a condom as an eraser? I wonder if it would work.
I don't think it would work very well. Well, it's just like in America, saying that somebody's pissed means that they're upset or angry. In other countries in the world, it could mean getting drunk. Or
yeah.
I was going to say what HUD had just said in the channel there. In the UK, a cigarette is a fag.
Well, you still say you're pissed faced.
Getting blind, stinking drunk! Trueflight says that he used to play with a bunch of British players on another game and almost lost it one day when they said they were going out to go blow a fag. That is funny.
That is funny.
That is funny. All right. Blow a fag, huh?
But I never knew that. I didn't know that root and nest. Well, gee, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some things you do have to explain to Elkwin, and then once you do, then, oh, God, watch out.
Know what I gotta do? I gotta find a bunch of slang expressions, lewd slang expressions, that don't mean anything in the United States, and just write... The world's most lewd international song that Americans won't get.
Oh, hon. You're terrible.
I must.
Words are funny.
They are.
They can be very funny.
Let's see, what are other funny slang expressions that don't mean anything in the United States? I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, of course not. That's why we need topics, and then you send me off and research, and I get a bunch of shit we can talk about.
Exactly.
Ew!
Hold on, I got a better one.
Oh, no. Duck and cover, people. It's incoming. Well.
Oh, I already did it. Sound effect. It's the drunken dwarf belch.
Well, I can't hear this shit now that you had me turn my Winnie up off.
Obviously, I have this one now.
Next question!
It's the drunken dwarf yelling, next question!
Uh-huh.
You know who we gotta get on the show again?
There is a song entirely about metaphors for sex. Well, there's that one about all the different names about penises.
Yeah, I played that one before the show, actually.
I love that one.
Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis?
Different names for genitalia.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that. Why not? We're on the subject.
Which one?
I'm going to play the penis song.
Can I please try to turn Winamp?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Thank you very much.
Okay. Of course, I just noticed something that I hadn't noticed before is at the beginning of the penis song by the Monty Python group, he says, I'd like to play a little song that I tossed off one day. Of course, tossing off means masturbating and... I didn't catch that before.
You've never caught that?
No, I never caught that at the beginning before.
And you don't have the other song about genitalia?
I may not.
I will have to get that for you.
Okay.
It is funny. Different names for genitalia. It's a great song. You're sighing. You're going hunting tomorrow night.
Yes, I am.
You're going down into Celebus, and you're going to get Reet faction.
Reet! No! Slimy little frogs!
They gotta like you.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Wow, I'm surprised. Nobody out there in our audience has ever heard of the song about... different names for genitalia. Huh. Yeah, there's nobody just perked on it, went, oh, I know that, or nothing. Nothing. Silence. Trin knows it. Yay. Do you got it, Trin?
It's Tom.
Yeah.
It's by Tom Green.
Anybody got it?
I'll have to look it up on Rhapsody, maybe they have.
Well,
True Flight has it. All right, True Flight, mail it to me.
Yeah.
And stuff, yeah. Because we have to make more songs and more music to make Domino blush. That is my edict.
Different names for genitalia is really funny. He says he doesn't, but I swear he does. Well, somebody out there that's got it has to be able to tap it somewhere. Okay, Mazul, send it to Jethel.
Mazul.
Lyra, I'm not playing any Sarasville songs.
But I love that one. It's funnier than I'll Get Out.
Nice, Domino.
What, during the Sydney Olympics when the Canadian team uniforms were sponsored by Roots Canada? A lot of Australians not sure if they were supposed to laugh or not.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Well, you know you're going to have to play a Frostville song for Lyra. You know, I'll tell you something. On YouTube, when I got hit with the copyright on the very first video I ever did to Green Day's Boulevards of Broken Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have the CD. So I used the song on a video, put together clips and stuff that I did in WoW. But they came along and went, nah, nah. And gave me a choice to remove the soundtrack or put another one with it. And I just couldn't put another song with it because I had filmed and cut and edited the stuff to that piece of music.
Well, why don't you just put on my,
Well, I had them take... Well, no, it doesn't really fit either. So I had them remove the soundtrack, and I put... They let you put notations mm-hmm. in your film. So I put a notation in there to, you know, hey, you know, if you have the song, start it on the next frame. The first note starts with the next frame. Boom, you know? And I've told people who come through and look at it and go, oh, I can't hear anything, and I tell them what happens. So I had a real nice compliment today. And I'm not sure if it's real or sarcastic, so I'm just going to take it as real. The guy said that he followed the directions, and he synced up his music with my video, and he was very impressed at how the video was, you know, cut and edited to fit that song. He thought the video was great.
Cool.
So it was like, oh, that's...
Well, I wonder how they'd feel about you putting the karaoke version on that. No words, just the music. I don't know.
Probably the same problem. And it's the music that's driving... it's the music and the words that drives that video anyway. So, I don't know. I thought about putting your karaoke version on there, Hunt Alone, but... I don't know. I'd have to really, really re-edit. And it's a done piece. It's over. And I don't even think I have the original anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But somehow, I blame the boy.
And you want me to finish your Noel one?
I'm just, for some reason, I don't know if it's just everyday stresses or what, but I'm just... My imagination is gone. I've got writer's block like you wouldn't believe. I've got like an hour's worth of footage of Fippy dying. Not an hour's worth, but you know, like 15 minutes worth of footage of Fippy dying, running to the guards and dying, and even getting past the guards at one point. And I try to piece it together, and I just can't do it.
Because you can't just use that.
No, I know that, huh? So, Katrina wants a ding.
So do you...
So Katrina is now a 78 Templar. Congratulations, Katrina. Let's give her a ding.
Woo!
I've just had a rough day today. I've been on my feet all day, running around. Tuesday's the busiest day I have.
I know.
I'm just tired.
So am I. I was up late last night and, what would I say, Evernight, Abby?
Yeah.
See, I'm yawning. I'm sorry. So do you want me to do Flippy? Because I'll get my act together and do it.
Sure, you go ahead and do Flippy. I'll give you the footage that I have currently.
Okay. And I'll start listening to the song until something pops in my head.
If I be my dog, Bob.
And that probably means I'll need people as gnolls.
Gnolls!
We'll need lots of gnolls!
Gnolls!
Pretty sure everybody's got the gnoll. The gnoll, yep.
Lynestrel wants to be part of it.
Yep. Save your eyes, save your bones for gnoll time.
Gotta get boned on gnolls.
I'll have to go down and visit the other Flippy, too.
Flippy Dog Pond.
I probably will need a low-level Freeport person that has a gnoll and eye bone.
Yeah, so they can get killed by the guards in modern times.
Yep. And we'll probably need a bard of some sort.
Well, Lynestrel.
We'll have to put you, huh?
Lynestrel.
A what?
Lynestrel. You know, he's been in like 3 of our videos. He's a bard.
Yep. Yeah. That's fine. We'll have to put you in newbie clothes.
Newbie?
He's a ranger.
Then how the hell was he playing those guitars?
I don't know. I think you were thinking of,
I thought it was Lynestrel.
No, you're thinking of...
Who's in the I Want That Rock video?
Hang on. He's the Dirty Dirge.
Yes, who was it? I thought it was Lynestrel. Maybe
no,
I was wrong.
No. Hang on. I don't even know if he's on right now. Lindar.
Oh, Lindar. Okay, well,
Lindar's on.
L-I-N. I was close.
L-I-N. D-A-R. The Dirtiest Dirge in Norath.
Dirty Dirge.
So, yeah. It was Lindar. He just got married, too, not too long ago. He was supposed to be Yeah, he was supposed to come help us with the last one. Dark Elf Girl. But he was getting married. I'll have to check with him and see how married life is.
He probably had to sell his guitar.
That will work.
What?
Lynestrel has a low-level dirge. That'll work.
Right.
We'll see. Then we have Latesh. We can always use two. Yeah, because he just got killed by a low-level bard. Is that what the lyric says?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll probably have to use a little bit higher level bard because I don't know when bards get some sort of song that makes little notes fly around that so you know that they're a bard of some sort.
I have no idea. Nothing.
You get that at level 3? Really?
Well, perfect, because the song says you got killed by a level 3 bard. Perfect then. You know what?
Yes.
I'm freaking tired.
I know you are, hon.
I've had a long day.
It's been a very long day for both of us.
So, next week, we're actually going to try to have a format. I'm going to try to kidnap someone to be a guest.
So, if you want to be a guest on the Jethel Silverwings show, let him know. We'll take anybody.
I won't take just anyone.
Why not?
God, we don't want, you know, Delmon.
That's true.
Or Joscar, God.
Okay, fine.
I'm joking.
Fine! I'm trying to get Surgeon to take a nap so he can be up late and come on again.
I would love to have Surgeon on.
I keep telling him that.
Shoot, what's on?
Yeah, if you want to sign up, what is it, demon@kithacore.org?
Right, or you can just go to the kithacore.org forums under the Jethel Silverwing Show and leave me a message there, too.
Yeah. And why you should be on the show? What aspect of you can we talk about?
What do you do? Are you a guild leader? Are you a fantastic armorer? Are you the world's most annoying halfling? I want to know these things. Then I can invite your friends on to dispute.
We can always have Lyra on, and she can talk about why she's not a Frostfell elf.
I think that would be a great idea. Why are you not a Frostfell elf?
I'm not a Frostfell elf!
We all know she's lying.
We humor her.
Do we humor her, or do we look upon her with humor? I'm not sure.
We humor her, and we love her.
Okay. Alright, well, I think that's about it. I'm going to throw on some music and go downstairs and relax for a while.
Okay. It's
been a rough day. You see, this is why I moved my show to Sundays at one point. It's just, I just get tired. And besides, like we were talking about, you know, during the week, it's kind of hard to come up with topics for the show when there's really nothing going on. I mean, TOS has been talked to death. There really hasn't been a patch since TOS. Not really, anyway, you know, besides the Frostfell stuff. So there's just very little to talk about. And so we need to get some guests on here. And we always seem to have great shows when we have guests.
That you need to get out more.
I know. I've just been
You need to get out more. Experience more of Norath. I mean, come on. I'm always out doing something.
Well, tomorrow we're going out hunting. We're going to get another step in my epic done.
Hey, go check your email. Please.
Got something here for me. No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, it looks like TrueFly tried to send me something, but the attachment did not come through.
I don't know. Masuul said he sent it over.
Okay, yep, I got Masuul's now.
I want to see if that's the song I'm thinking of.
Okay, well, I'll put that at the top of the list then. Well, I'll put it second on the list right after the Mentor, so we can make Domino blush. Because it's my goal in life to make Domino blush. I love making women blush anyway. It's fun. It just is. That's all.
So what? To recap what we talked about, what did we talk about tonight?
Today,
we talked about tinkering.
We learned about the Naughty Griffin.
Yes.
Naughty, naughty Griffin.
We talked about the guild portal site for us and trying to network with other AP guilds out there to get some stuff going. And that's what it's all about, networking.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you, but yeah, I feel so bad for some people that come into guild. We're already off doing something and then they come in and go, hey, anybody wants to go do this? And we're off doing something in some zone and we're halfway down and it's like, we can't leave. Or they ask in channel and nobody responds. Well, I'm hoping that this guild portal shared event calendar will be of a help. And I'm tinkering.
Yep. And we learned that Krellic and Santania have passed their 1-year wedding anniversary.
That means they'll be thawing out cake and eating it?
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the tradition you're actually supposed to keep the top tier of the wedding cake frozen and eat it a year later? What the hell is that about?
I don't know.
Do people really want to get salmonella that bad?
I did that once. Never again. Yep, it's awful. It's terrible. If nothing else,
I would imagine it would be so
dry. It's something to make you remember.
I suppose.
I think you should just pull it out and look at it and go, okay, and then put it back for another year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm camping out. I'm going to put on some music here and I'd like to give a shout out to Carowin, who never seems to be on at the same time that I am, and now she's here and she wants to chat and stuff, and I'm camping. God, I'm so tired.
You're terrible.
I am horrible, I know. So, shout out to Carowin. And I would say something in Elvish, because, God, if there's one person in the guild who is just gung-ho about actually speaking Elvish, I mean Tolkien Elvish, in character, it's Carowin.
She's great.
She is. And I keep having to ask her to, can you translate that, please? All right, folks, it's the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 20th of January, 2009. You want to give a shout-out? What?
Kitty dinged.
Oh. What is she now?
You see, he always jumps on me when I go, hey, what? Ah!
Well, I camped out. I don't know these things. What is she now?
Illusionist.
Sanzania, Legion of Kithakor, and Tony Bales are 33 Illusionist. Ding! Alright. That's it for me this week. I'm going to go relax in front of the TV and maybe even eat some ice cream.
I have ice cream.
I just hope it's not any of the ones that have been recalled.
I have dryers, Girl Scout cookie.
But is it made with real Girl Scouts? Them? Is it made with real Girl Scouts?
No, and Kendrick just ding too.
Oh, what is he now?
34 Conjurer.
And that would be Krellick.
Krellick.
Kendrick is not in our guild, although I wish he was.
Sorry. Anyway, it's Thin Mint ice cream.
Oh, I love Thin Mints.
Okay.
So I will have Thin Mint ice cream.
I'm going to have mine on a cone.
And try to relax a little.
I like eating ice cream on a cone. Because I like to lick it.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. See you next week with the all-new Jethro Silverwing Show with a format and topics. And we'll even have stuff to talk about. What do you know about that, huh? Night, everyone.
Shocking.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar, jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.